In respect of capital allowances, many of the changes were also announced in the 2007 budget. As far as many AAT businesses are concerned, the biggest change is that from April 2008, most first-year allowances are going, and they will be replaced by the new Annual Investment Allowance, or AIA. This will allow the first $50,000 of capital expenditure on plant and machinery each year to be totally relieved from either income tax or corporation tax. Note, please, that it's expenditure on plant and machinery. So although this would include a van, it wouldn't include a car. Having said that the new 100% write-off doesn't apply to cars, it does continue, however, to be available for cars with very low CO2 emissions. When I've spoken to AAT audiences over the last couple of years, I've stressed that the 100% first-year allowance on these very low CO2 emission cars, such as the Ford car or the Smart car, and remember these are those cars with emissions not exceeding 120 grams per kilometre, would qualify up to March 2008, but I was uncertain on the basis of no firm information on what would happen after that date. Well, now we know. The Chancellor announced in the 2008 budget that 100% first-year allowance would continue to be available for very low CO2 emission cars for at least up to March 2013, but he has lowered the bar. A car will only be classed as low CO2 emitting if emissions are not more than 110 grams per kilometre, and the limit, remember, is currently 120 grams per kilometre. It's worth adding too that a lot of the green measures announced in the last few years are staying, not surprisingly. And these too attract 100% first-year allowance. They include expenditure on water-saving technology, such as efficient taps, showers, toilets, etc., and energy-saving technology, and that includes solar panels and wind turbines.